Well, how bad do the Seattle Mariners feel right now? Chris Tillman named again the Orioles opening day starter. Adam Jones with us right now after already four all-star appearances in his young career, in the thick of it for a pennant driving club with the Baltimore Orioles. Adam Jones is with us from Sarasota for a few more minutes here. Let's get to it. Our Twitter questions, Truth with 10, we call it. And I like this one. Adam, how many packs of gum do you go through a week during a major league season, if you have the answer to that?
I don't know, man. There's a big bucket of gum.
You don't just get like a bunch of big league chew in a packet. There's just a lot of bazooka in the dugout.
Just a big bucket of gum. I mean, you know what? I'm going to tally it down this year. Every time I have a piece of gum, I'm going to try and tally it down.
I like that. You do so chew a lot of gum.
So that one day I can answer this question. I haven't chewed any gum this spring training.
Wow. Are you trying to quit?
Yeah. It's like it's like a drug. I need to go overcome it.
This is from Mr. Nunya. He writes in, Brett and Adam, more importantly, who would win in a basketball matchup one-on-one, Adam Jones or Pat Connaughton, the Orioles property, who is also the one of the star players for Notre Dame basketball this year?
Pat Connaughton will mop my floor, the floor with me in basketball, but don't think that I'm not going to do something. But, I mean, look at him. He's in the NCAA tournament, or he was, and led his team to, Elite Eight. Great year. In baseball, I don't know what he can do. He's big, though. He's like 6'8".
6'5".
Oh, he's 6'5". Well, that's big. What is he, a pitcher?
Yeah, he's a pitcher. They say he throws mid to upper 90s.
All right, we'll clean his stuff up and bring him on.
Scott Ward writes in.
Did we draft him last year or something?
Say it again?
We drafted him last year.
Drafted him last year, and he pitched for single-A Aberdeen, low-A.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then what's he got? What's the eligibility status?
Well, it's hard to understand because he went on a radio station yesterday in Boston where he's from, and he says he's going to explore his NBA options. So if you were to give him advice right now, I mean, he's probably – we kind of see him as a second-round pick, and they only take about a rookie a year on a team. He says he has no desire to play basketball in Europe, where they do make a lot of money. He doesn't want to go to the D-League, but right now he wants to explore his opportunity in basketball, even though right now I think the Orioles, you know, gave him a bonus and everything. He pitched for Aberdeen. His path to the big leagues, and this is what I think is really hard for some people to understand, but I get it. He's thinking that why would I want to go up that ladder, which is so hard to do, and there's so many pitfalls there, when I can maybe just jump to the NBA.
I mean, when you got options like that, that shows what a tremendous athlete this kid is. So, hey, whatever decision he makes, it's going to be a pretty cool one. I mean, whatever, if he gets drafted, gets to play in the NBA, and even just go to spring training or their camps and stuff, the experience is where it's at. But at the end of the day, I believe baseball you can always fall back on.
Yeah, that's kind of what he said on this radio show. All right, last one, Adam. Scott Ward writes in, Brett and Adam, how much weight will Adam drop during the season? Hashtag grind, hashtag stay hungry.
Let me think. I generally start on 230. I'll probably end up 222.
Wow.
Ish. And, you know, it fluctuates. It's crazy. In summer months, that's why I learned to stay away, because you just be out there just exhausted.
Yeah, that's a lot of dangerously delicious pies.
You want to give me one?
When you get back to town.
All right,
last question, Adam. Last week, Fox announced the return for next fall of The X-Files for 6 episodes. NBC countered with bringing back the show Coach from the mid-90s for 13 episodes, which I thought was an interesting counter move. If you could bring back one show that's off the air now for a limited period of time.
Martin?
That's a great answer. Why can't you do it, Jay?
They can't do it because they hate each other. Gina and Martin hate each other.
Well, it's kind of
Martin.
All right, it's a good answer. That's number 10, Adam Jones. Adam, best to help this spring, and we'll see you in Baltimore next week.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
I got a quick question for you. Am I always going to be linked to that damn trade?
No. You've moved on.
Move on, man. You move on.
I'll move on, but it is how you got here.
Yeah, so okay, so what?
I was referencing more in the case of Chris Tillman starting opening day.
Then won't you get him on the mic and then say that to him?
Does he not like the fact he's linked to that trade?
In the trade, I don't know, but I'm just, I mean, I get it, and I get it. Everyone gets it. People in Seattle are mad in some, to some extent, but they're turning around over there, too.
It is simply a footnote in history that you became a Baltimore Oriole. Well, we'll thank Andy McPhail.
Second greatest trade in Orioles history.
You know what? It is probably the second greatest trade, but it's not too far away sometimes when you really look at the big picture.
No, Frank was, I mean.
That's a ridiculous trade.
What was the other one? Is there another one?
Well, that's a big one. They've had some bad ones. They had some big trades with the Yankees where they got a lot of players back, like Dempsey and that group. But your trade, I would have to put right now, just off the top of my head, number two. But to have, you know, a game one starter of an American League Championship Series, and to have your franchise player in center field, multi-gold gloves, multi-all-star games, that's a damn good trade. I'm sorry.
If you put it that way, damn it, it's starting to look good.
God, why do you give me such a hard time? I'm right.
Once in the what? You're right about once every eight times, kid.
Adam Jones, we appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Anytime, man. Clean it up, man.
Will do. You too. That's Adam Jones. We'll come back with more next.